Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first. Because he first, because he first loves me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day, a day that you have watched over us during the midnight hours, protected us from danger seen and unseen, Father, and commanded us to rise and shine on this brand new day. We thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us even right now. Father, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare, and to declare and to decree that it will not prosper and it will not come to pass. Father God, we embrace this brand new day. We say thank you for it. Now, Father, we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold it according to your mercies, your love, your grace, and your goodness. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Father, bless our services today. Wherein you and you alone will receive all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. Your people will be edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus is Lord. And may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. As you told your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our souls there's amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. This is indeed a day that the Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If this is your first time with us, amen. We want to indeed welcome all of our first-time visitors, second-time, third-time. Amen. Glad that you're here this morning and you have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here and Jesus Christ, he is Lord. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you will keep on coming back. And as much as we meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen and amen. This morning, amen, we have coming to us, amen, our dearly beloved evangelist all the way from Philadelphia. We want to thank God for this woman of God. We want to thank God for her commitment. We want to thank God for her service in the Lord's kingdom. We want to thank God for her dedication. We want to thank God for her anointing, her generosity. Amen. Everything that she does, who she is and who she is becoming. Amen. And so we thank God for her. Amen. We thank God for her participation in this ministry. Amen. She is indeed a blessing. Amen. She is one of the, amen, the first, when this ministry was birthed some 12 years and 3 months ago, amen, she was right there, and she's been there ever since, amen. So we want to thank God for her. So at this time, without any further ado, I'd like to present to some and introduce to others our evangelist Nancy, amen, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and for her abilities in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good morning, Evangelist Nancy. God bless you. Are you there?
Yes, yes, I am. Give God the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. Good morning, Pastor Dr. Alfreda.
Good to hear your voice. Good morning. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for being here. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Thank you. And it's good to hear your voice also. And thank you in Jesus' name. Love you, sis. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
God, and it's amazing. I was just singing that song when the line opened up. Me and you were singing the same song. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. And I started laughing. I said, God, will you look at you? I tell you, he's an awesome God. I tell you. So I just wanted to let you know, it's awesome how God can connect the spirit by the spirit in Jesus' name. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, God, thank you, God, who used me for your glory, your honor, and your praise. God, I know we just woke up, God, if I sinned against you in any way, please forgive me. Help me to crucify the flesh indeed right now, God, that the spirit of hallelujah would use me in such a mighty way so that, God, you would get the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. Thank you for Dr. Apostle Alfreda Bradford, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for how you're using her in such a mighty way. Thank you, God, and grant her heart desires according to your riches and glory. Thank you for touching her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you for leading her to a destiny with great victory, God. Thank you for all your manifold blessings upon her, upon her children, upon her family, God, in the name of Jesus. And for each and every one on this prayer line, God, give us understanding of the word of God, because the word of God is a reminder for those that know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. So what I'm about to say is a reminder to remind us in the name of Jesus and those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the bring us closer to repentance of sin, and then we will read the word so we may comprehend it and to understand it, and that we may continue to grow in the word of God. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving. I do believe the theme is about love. It's all about love. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I'm not planning to be on the line too long, because I know all during the week, everybody talked about love, but yet they talk about it in all different formats. That's what I love about God. We can have all one sip. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. God is a loving God. In the name of Jesus. That's why he wants us to continue to walk in love. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, sometimes it can hurt because you can love a person so much, but sometimes you can't really be there for that individual in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you got to tell a person no when you really want to say yes in the name of Jesus. That person right at that time might not understand, how can she tell me no and yet she says she loved me? But in the name of Jesus, sometimes when God closes the door, God wants you to keep that door closed. You cannot buck the spirit. So many people are bucking the Holy Spirit because they open the doors when God already closed the door in the name of Jesus. See, sometimes we got to show love and, yes, God, differently. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. It's not what you do. It's how you do it. We got to to remember one thing about love. We're not here to please people. We're here to please the Holy Spirit, the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, they might get angry with you. They might talk about you, but you still have the peace of God upon you. Because you're doing it a God's way in the name of Jesus. God's a loving God. And I do believe a lot of people that's on this prayer line right now, yeah, yes, God, we are all filled with love. A lot of us may not receive love. A lot of people right now still is not receiving love. They might be twisting love up in a different format. Money do not bring forth love. You know, some people show love by giving money. But God wants us to give the heart, because a heart thing with God in the name of Jesus. But we still got to be led by God in the name of Jesus. You know, some people can take advantage of you because you are a child of the living God. And they expect you to say yes on everything because you are a child of the living God. Well, I'm going to go to this one or that one. I know they ain't going to say no to me because they are filled with God in the presence of God. And then when you say no, you turn a loop in them. They said, whoa, did she just say no to me? No. No, she didn't. She's supposed to be a child of God. God said be wise but not foolish in all things, to acknowledge him first in the name of Jesus. And sometimes, hallelujah, sometimes when you don't know what to say, you got to say, you know what? Let me call you back. I got to go talk to my Heavenly Father. See, sometimes we can be over anxious, and we're not supposed to, but sometimes we do. And we can speak quicker and say things fast, and we misinterpret, or that person can misinterpret what we say. And then when they get back to us, they say, but you said, and you have to apologize in love. You, oh, hallelujah. You got to say, you know what? You're right. You're right. I did say that. I said it too quick. I didn't think. I didn't acknowledge my Heavenly Father. I was trying to really please you. And now all of a sudden you got this feeling upon you like, God, I know I did something wrong. Help me to do the right thing, say the right thing in love. Because God, you are God of peace and not of confusion. And once God tells you what to do, you say, you sure? This is right, God? Because we know Satan don't love. He don't know how to love. And you're like, God, okay, God, okay, oh, God, I got to go back, and I got to make this thing right. I told this person that I was going to do something. I told this person, and I messed up. I messed up, God. I didn't acknowledge you. Now I got to go back, and I hope this person understand what I got to say to them. I missed and told this person yes when I should have told this person no. God, help this person to understand me and not be upset with me. But I got to do it your way. And when I did it, I felt the peace of God. Because when I did it my way, I just didn't, I was tossing, I was turning. I just knew I did something wrong. Because I know God has shut this door. And I said, God, oh, my God, this thing is hurting me. But I got to do it, God. And I texted him. I didn't call the person. Because I said, God, I had to do it. I said, God, should I call? Should I text? He said, no. The Holy Spirit said, text. Text the person. But be real. Be frank with this person. And I text the person, and I said, I made a mistake. I opened my mouth too fast. I didn't think. I made you feel as though I was going to do something, but now I made a mistake. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. And then all of a sudden, I felt the presence of God. I felt like I was in that spiritual realm in heavenly places. I started speaking in my heavenly tongue in the name of Jesus because I had to make it correct. I had to make it right because I gave false, I gave falseness to this individual, if you understand what I'm saying, in the name of Jesus. But the message also, and I had to do it in love. I had to say it in love. In the name of Jesus, I'm hoping that y'all understand, because sometimes we talk fast without thinking. In the name of Jesus, trying to please the individual, and it's not about pleasing others. It's all about love. It's about doing it God's way, but doing it in, yes, God, in love. That's why we got to be careful on what we're saying in the name of Jesus. And what came to my mind is it's all about love. Yes, God, God says right here in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, in John 14, I do believe, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, 14:21, he said, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, it is he that loveth me, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And we all know the commandments of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The first commandment is that, yes, God, thou should love the Lord thy God. Love God. Do you love him? How much do you love him? Do you hurt him? Do you grieve the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus? How much do you love God? When God say, Jesus, turn that TV off and meditate on me. And you sit back and got the nerve to tell God, okay, God, it's almost over with. It'd be over with in 5 minutes. God didn't ask you what time that show was going to be over. He said, turn it off. You say you love me in the name of Jesus. I want to see how much you love me. In the middle of that, it's amazing. In the middle of that movie, God said, now turn it off. You say you love me? Turn it off, and now I need to talk to you. You need to talk to me. We need to communicate together. Let me see how much you love me. And you ignore him. You ignore him. You ignore the Holy Spirit. You act like you don't hear the Holy Spirit, and you listen to your show anyway. And then once that show go off, then you turn it off. When God told you to turn it off 15 minutes ago, do you love him? Let's think about these things. Because God knows I said a little bit out your mouth, so. Nah, I'm going to be honest now. Majority of the time when the Lord says turn something off, I turn it off quick, fast, and hurry. Amen. I don't dot every I don't cross every T like I always tell y'all. I don't practice sin. But I ask God to help me to overcome sin. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Do you really love him from the heart? See, God said so many of my people come to me with their lips and their mouth, but their hearts are so far away from me in the name of Jesus. Do you know some people just pray just to hear themselves pray? But is it coming from the heart? Ooh-wee, to the Almighty God? Are you just saying it just to be saying it because people are around you and you want them to see that you can say prayer? Let me tell you one thing. It's not how long you pray. It's not the big words in prayer. It is the heart from God. It is the love of God. Do you do it out of the love of God, or do you do it because people are around you? Let's think about this. In the name of Jesus, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Is your mind really on God? It's a love thing we're talking about. When you pray, is your mind on God, or are you cooking at the meantime? You watch the TV, you on the phone, you're doing multitasks right now. But yet, when you pray to God, all these things is going on. When you pray to God, God said, come to him with everything you got. Let me turn it off in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, give God some attention in the name of Jesus. It's amazing. God had to deal with me with that. I was watching TV with one eye and praying to God with the other. And the Holy Spirit said, what you think you're doing? Turn it off. Turn it off in the name of Jesus. Come to me with your heart, sincerity of your heart in the name. You cannot be double-standard and double-minded with God. You got to keep it real with God in the name of Jesus. And then when you pray, you don't feel like you even pray. You want to know why you ain't praying? Because you didn't really pray. You prayed with half of your heart, half with your soul, and half of your mind. It was not all there for God. And you grieve them. We grieve the Holy Spirit in so many ways. It's a love thing. How much do you love God? You know, I think about, I know a lot of us, we are on the prayer line. And yes, that's part of love. Some of us are on the prayer line to hear the word of God in the name of Jesus. It's just a reminder to me, to you, you, and you. When we meditate on the word of God, we got to meditate on the word of God with love. See, first you got to pray. We got to ask God to forgive us for our sins in the name of Jesus. I ain't saying sin is sin of prayer. Just say, God, if I grieve you, if I did anything wrong before I meditate on your word, God, help me, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, God is so awesome. He's a mighty God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Yes, God, you know, I'm going to read also. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God. God said we must show love towards one another. And we cannot love those whom we want to love. We got to love those who God want us to love. In the name of Jesus, you can't say, I'm going to love you, but this one, that one, no way. No, you don't pick and choose when it comes to love. In the name of Jesus Christ, you got to love them. You got to love them from the heart. In the name of Jesus, you got to stay in tune, people, because we are living in the last and evil days. We got to know the Spirit by the Spirit. It's a lot of false witnesses coming up now. We got to study to show our proof unto God in the name of Jesus. We got to be ready, people, in the name of Jesus. When people might come up to you, we got to have a relationship with God so much before that person come up to us. Oh, Jesus, God, we already download to you with the Holy Spirit and say, when that person come, I just want you to listen. When that person come, tell them Jesus love them. When that person come, don't say nothing. Just be still in the name of Jesus. This one might say something nasty about you. You might not hear about it right now, but you're going to know about it because the Holy Spirit is going to download to you. This one's going to be angry because you said no. This one's going to be angry because you said no. It's going to be about money. It's going to be about finances. It's going to be about anything. And the Holy Spirit say, tell them no. No. No, in the name of Jesus. Because, see, if you keep opening that door, that person will not grow. If you keep opening that door for that person, in the name of Jesus, they will not be led. And they cannot, yes, God, you're hindering their growth with God. Each and every one of us went through a lesson when we was young until now to the age of whatever age you is. Sometimes when your parents say, no, baby, I can't do it, you might have got mad. Maybe your husband and your wife say, I can't do it right now, but your mighty God mad. But once you calm down and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, you say, now I understand. Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And now you got to go back and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have downloaded with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. See, sometimes when you got that connection with God, you might be mad for that split second. But once you turn everything off and allow the Holy Spirit to talk to you and download, you say, now I understand, Holy Spirit. Yes, it had to be this way because. And then the Holy Spirit will tell you why you said no in the name of Jesus. No wonder God's thoughts and his ways are so much different from ours in the name. name of Jesus. He can see far off. He stopped and blocked the enemy from coming. He stopped and blocked you from making a mistake. In the name of Jesus, that love is something else. Sometimes when you think it's real love, you miss it due to wrong thing to please people and not God. In the name, of Jesus. And then when it's all over with, now you're feeling bad. You just and you say, Holy Spirit, forgive me. Why didn't I listen to you? You tried to warn me, but I was stiff-necked and hard-headed. I wanted to do it my way. In the name of Jesus, yes, God. Yes, God, I want us to help people. In the name of Jesus, but you got to be led by the Holy Spirit. It's all about love. In the name of Jesus. And I want to read just a little bit of 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. In the name of Jesus. And it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, which is love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Yes, we're supposed to walk in love, but still be led by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Like I said, it's not the what you say, it's how you say it. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. See, God is, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes God says, shut your mouth, just be quiet. I got your back in the name of Jesus. Don't put your trust in this one and that one. Even though a cop might be on the corner, this one be on the corner. God loves us so much. You got angels protecting us. Do you understand the power of angels from the living God? God got angels around those that love him. In the name of Jesus, we got angels on every side of us. But do you love them? Do you love them? See, it's more than just saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. And then when you hang up and when you shut the door, oh, I can't stand that person. Oh, I don't even know why I'm telling my lover, oh, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. You shouldn't have said anything again because you knew you didn't love them in the first place. See, people, be real. Be real with people. You don't love them, you don't love them. Ask God to help you to love them. God's love. Not our love. Our love should not be God's love. Don't turn on and off, cold and hot, hot and cold. That ain't the way God show love. Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to say me in the name of Jesus. And so I'm reading the first, chapter, 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, the love chapter, just a few verses. And it says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, though you have the gift of prophecy. Woo, that's a powerful thing, prophecy. And understand all mysteries, the mystery of God, the mystery of the word of God, and all knowledge. And though I have all faith, good God, dude, you got some people walking by faith and not by sight. Ooh, that's awesome, too. All of them awesome. Awesome. So that I could remove mountains and have not charity and have not love, I am nothing. We ain't nothing. Without love, you can have all fivefold ministry, fourfold ministry, threefold ministry, twofold ministry, or one ministry. But if you don't go forth with love, you know love is to love people. To be a pastor, like Dr. Pastor, Apostle Alfreda, my pastor, Pastor Westfield, so many other leaders that might be on the phone right now that are leaders. You got to love people. Now, look, they got some ways about them. I'm not in the past, and I can see that much. You're dealing with all sorts of people when you become a pastor. But you got to have love for every last one of them. And the Holy Spirit will tell you, and we leaders already know, I'm talking to those who don't, who's not a leader, will tell you how to deal with this one and that one and what to say and not to say. We got to be so careful when you go to people and talk in love, because the one you think is strong is really sometimes the weakest. And sometimes the weakest one is the strongest one. But see, the Holy Spirit through love will tell you how to deal with them and what to say to them, so you don't become offensive to them. Because see, some people can throw words out of context. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about love. In Jesus' name, just a little bit longer, because I don't know if Pastor Bradford has something she wants to say before she hangs up. And again, I'm going to read right here, 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, 13th chapter, at the 5th verse, and it says, does not behave itself unseemly, acting up, acting crazy, acting a fool. Seeketh not his own, you don't seek your own. You seek a relationship with God first. You don't seek your own. You cannot be led by yourself. You got to be led by the Holy Spirit. It's all about love. Seeking love. Every day we should pray, ask God to help us to grow in love. Even me. I think I do. I don't know. I ask God for so many things, positive things. Well, I think I do. Sometimes I think I don't. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, to grow more in love. To grow in love. To grow in love, because God is love. How can we say we love God? I love you, Lord. God, I love you. But yet we hate each other that we see each and every day. Hate them. Some people right now on this prayer line, let's keep it real and shame the devil. Might be a next door neighbor. Ooh, somebody in your family. Somebody on your job that you can't stand. You got to say, God, this ain't of you. It's not of you, God. Help me to show love towards this person. Help me. Help me, God, in the name of Jesus, to show love towards this person. Because, God, I'm not feeling it. I don't know why. I don't know why I dislike this person. I don't know why. And this woman and this young man, this boy, this girl ain't do nothing to me. Nothing. For some reason, I can't stand them. And that's a terrible word, can't stand. I just don't like this person, don't like. And the Holy Spirit said, why? I don't know. I don't know, Lord. Help me to love this person. This person ain't do nothing to me. Nothing. Maybe because somebody might sing better than you are. Maybe somebody might bring forth the word better than you are. And then we should be happy. Maybe this person is climbing a ladder of success faster than you are. You're going to hate them because of that? Maybe this person got a job and you ain't get one yet. But you're going to hate them because of that? It's all about love. Be happy for the person. Be happy. In the name of your day is coming. It's coming. Wait on God. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Just wait a little bit longer. You will get your heart desire according to God's riches and glory. See, we forget that part. It's all according to God. It's not according to people. It's all about God. And when you love God, how are you coming to God? God, I need money, 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 money. I need money, 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 money. Is that all you going to God for is money? Money, 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 money. How about God? Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. God already knows you need money. He said, if you keep your mind on the heavenly things, I will provide to you, for you the things you need here on earth. God don't want us to always cry out for money. Yes, we need money to survive. Yes, we need money. Hey, God, make sure I believe everybody on this prayer line, I can bet you go open up your pocketbook. I don't get it a quarter, 50 cents. You have money. You serve the richest father in the universe. The richest man in the universe. And as an almighty God, I know he said make your request made known, but every time you request, is it all about money? Is it sometimes I say, God, I'm just coming to you to say thank you I think about the 10 lepers so much. I don't know why. That's been on my heart so much. God healed 10 lepers from their disease. And only one came back to say thank you. Thank you. When God heals you, when God opens up that door of finances, when God, you can go shopping and put some food on your table in the name of Jesus, or you want to buy them new sneakers, some new shoes, your new pants, your new skirt, you just got a new house, a new car, did you say, oh God, thank you? Or did you forget all about them because you got what you wanted? So many people getting what they want now, they talk about they don't want to pray. What? I don't want to pray. Are you crazy? What part of my understanding? Oh, I got everything I need right now. I'll pray when I need something else. Really? Really? That's how much you love God? You only pray when you want something? How about when you got everything you need? You got everything you need right in front of you. You could go in your apartment, your home, your bedroom, wherever you live at, who cares? And you could open up the refrigerator, you see food. And your water's running. You got the activities of your limbs. You might be somewhere that you don't want to be, but God is protecting you day in and day out. Do you thank him? It's all about love. Excuse me. It's all about love. Some people are angry with God because of the situations they're in. So they're angry with God. Now they're angry with you. Now they're angry with everybody. Do you know we all go through something in life? Something. I know I'm going to talk about me because this was a heck of a week for me this week. I don't tell anybody everything. Sometimes I just pray you on it. No, I mean, it was a heck of a week. I think, what the heck is going on? Then I had to sit down and say, okay, God, what are you telling me? What does that need to do to be still and see the salvation of the Lord? You sit still because I got your back. You sit still and meditate on me. That's what I want you to do. Put your trust in me right now. I got you. And when God said, all is well, oh, hallelujah. I said, okay, God. Okay. Thank you, God. Thank you. It's all about love. A few more minutes past the prayer. And then I want to go down here. One more. I do believe maybe two. I have a few more, but I'm not going to go into it. In the name of Jesus, it says, when I was in this still 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, I'm right here at the 11th verse, it's all about love with God. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish sins. See, a child, they don't know really what they're doing in the name of Jesus. But God said when you mature, when you grow, you should be growing in the love of God in the name of Jesus, seeking the love of God that you may show others the love of God, reach out to people in the love of God with the love of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. People, we got to continue to remember that it's all about love with God in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears tuned in through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, even though when you don't understand when God said, I want you to call someone or text someone just to say, I love you. I do it because at that right time, at that precious moment, they needed to hear it from somebody that someone do love me in the name of Jesus. That's all you have to say sometimes is good morning. Oh, I love you. You was on my mind. And that's it. And that brightens up a person's day so quick. And it takes them through the day. And you say, God, because see, that person might have been sitting at the table. That person might have been in their bedroom. That person might say, I didn't hear from nobody. Nobody loves me anymore. Nobody cares for me anymore. And God said, I I want you to tune in the name of Jesus. And when that person opens up that phone, they will see that they are loved, not only loved by God, but somebody is thinking about them. People that continue to show love, because God is love. It's all about love. In the name of Jesus, this last verse, 13:13, the love chapter. And yes, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And it says right here, and now by the faith, hope, charity, that is love. These three. But the greatest of these, the greatest of this is charity, love. Love overrules faith and hope. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. But the greatest of all people is love. Let's continue to walk in love, because God is love. I love y'all all. And let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, because Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, I forgot. Before I hang up, would it be one, maybe Pastor Bradford might want to say, but would it be one who has not received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? God is knocking on somebody's heart today. Will you let them in? Will you say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, in the name of Jesus? Would it be one that would like to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? All you have to say with a sincerity of heart, you can repeat after me in the name of Jesus, but you got to say it from the heart. All you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that you died, rose again on the third day, and that I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. And I want to say, Pastor, if you don't mind, for that person that received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the angels of the living God is dancing, and yes, God, over you right now, for your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now it is the process. Stay under the Word of God. Mature under the Word. Grow under the Word. If you don't understand anything, ask the Holy Spirit, or you got Pastor Apostle Dr. Alfreda on the line. In the name of Jesus, we have Bible study on certain days. I think it's Wednesday, when you can tune in and ask questions in the name of Jesus. Remember, Satan might come to you and say you are not saved. Say, Satan, get thee behind me, because I believe the Word of God. And God, in the name of Jesus, may you protect that person. May you help them to understand the Word of God and help them to repent daily in the name of Jesus and walk in love and faith, peace, serenity, and safety in Jesus' name. God bless you. This is Evangelist Nancy. Yes, God, tune it out. In Jesus' name, love you all. Amen.
Amen. Excuse me. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the Word of God today. Amen. It is all about love. Amen. We thank God for the major bullet points. Amen. That was deposited. Amen. That I received specifically. Amen, that Satan does not know how to love, amen, and that we must love, but we must love God's way. And so it is a love thing. The question becomes, how much do you love God? Do you really love God? Amen. And are you loving in God's way? Because God's love does not turn on and off. God's love is not hot and cold. Amen. It is indeed a love thing. Amen. So we thank God for the precious Word of God that will never, ever return into Him void, but it will always accomplish everything that He has sent it forth to do. We thank God for the call to salvation. That was a love call. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For all of you who responded. Amen. to it. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and then in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen. We invite you to reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And give us your prayer requests. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. And help you to grow up into your full salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you again, Evangelist Nancy. Amen. We thank God for you and thank God for all that you do and the Lord's kingdom. If there's anybody listening today and you desire to hear more from Evangelist Nancy, amen, maybe to have her speak in your meetings, your church, your ministries, and your platform, amen, please reach out to us here. Amen. And we will make sure that she gets the message, amen, as soon as we get it, amen. And you can reach us at lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And for this, we give God praise. We give God glory. Excuse me. And we give God all of the honor. Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you again, Evangelist. Amen. We love you and we appreciate you. Thank you for serving and have a most awesome day.
Bless
in Jesus'
you.
Name. Amen. Thank you. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. You've been listening to our Evangelist. Amen. Nancy, we thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. As she has come forth, amen, with the scriptures, amen, that will never return void, that it's all about love. Nothing else, nothing different, nothing more. Amen. Hallelujah. But all about love. Amen and amen. We pray that you're walking in that and we pray that you're growing in that. We want to thank God, amen, for our lessons all this week. Amen. Every message that came forth, amen, on the subject of love. We thank God, amen, for the word, for the word, for the word, and for those who bring the word. Amen. Those who hear the word. Amen. We want to thank God for each and every one of you who have served this week in any capacity. Our lovely prayer warriors, we thank God for each and every one of you and those of you who call in to support the prayer warrior, touching and agreeing. Amen. Knowing that there is strength and unity, one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10. We want to thank God for our Bible study, amen, that we had on Wednesday night. Amen. It's huge turnout. Thank God for you and you and you. Amen. And also for our social media platform. Amen, where we meet several times during the week, starting at 5 a.m. in the morning. Amen, we meet on all the internet TVs. Amen, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. Amen, we're everywhere simultaneously. Amen, so we want to thank God for that opportunity. Amen, the word of God being spread abroad. Amen and amen. All right, glory be to God. Our next service, amen, is tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Sunday, we will be on social media. Amen. Glory be to God. Several times. Amen. The Lord has a message. Amen. For the world. Amen. I feel the anointing. I know when God really, really wants to say something and do something. And I've been feeling this for the last week. And so we're going to bring it forth on tomorrow. Amen. And so we want to thank God for it. All right, glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God for a new day, a little bit of rain, a little bit of snow. Amen, whatever it is. Amen. Thank God. Amen for it. We pray that everybody will be safe today. Amen. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We want to thank God for the praise party on last night. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. Amen. Thank God for all the visitors. Amen. Thank God for all the participation. Thank God. Thank God for those who came and left, those who came and went to sleep. Amen. Those who came and participated, but you came. Amen. And you came in Jesus' name. Amen. So we thank God for the blessing. So, Father, we want to say thank you for this whole week. It's been, like Minister Nancy said, sometimes it's a lot on our agenda. But we thank you for helping us to balance everything out. And we say thank you for bringing us through it, navigating through it, Father God. And we say thank you. Thank you for all the souls that have been touched, blessed by this ministry and the efforts of this ministry, those who serve in this ministry, those who pour into this ministry, those who support this ministry, Father, with their time, with their torso, with their talent, and with their treasures. We say thank you for them, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. So help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Thank you for canceling bad news, God. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. We will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you for Minister Nancy today. Thank you for all the prayer warriors. Thank you, God, every ministry partner. God, you know those who are ministry partners, indeed, and those who just come by and visit every now and then, stop in to see what we're doing, Father God. And then you know the ones that's really involved and committed, Father God, to this part of the work in your vineyard. And so we say thank you for them and thank you for their families, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, as we move forward today, Father God, we ask that you would bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Those who gave their life to Christ, give them a will and a desire to keep on growing and keep on going in Jesus' name. Bless us as we come back tomorrow, Father God. We already said yes to the assignment, already said yes, Father God, to your will. And if it be your will, we will be back again tomorrow on social media, Father God, telling the world, amen, what you would have us to say. And we say thank you, 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 thank you. We bind, we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. In Jesus' name, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. And as you taught your disciples to say, Father God, and as that taught David to say and us to say, that let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. It's been my pleasure to serve every day this week. It's been my pleasure. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Everybody have a good weekend, a good week. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back again on tomorrow. Lord's willing. Amen. And then back on Monday. God bless. God bless. God bless. Apostle Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.
I've had my share. Life's ups and downs, God's been good to me, and the downs have been few, well I guess you can say Whatever reason.